Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. This week, I have my friend Brandon Smith from Dwelling Table. He is a food photographer and freelance marketer, a hospitality marketer. So we dish about all sorts of things, including Chipotle, the new Craig's Curious Emporium location. And we also talk about our favorite food photographers and bloggers. It was a really fun episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. As always, you can find me on Instagram at OKCOverEasy, on overeasy.blog, on the interwebs, and I'm just all over. So if you like the show, please subscribe and leave me a rating or review, because it really helps the show out. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Bye. Turn it to you and then just kind of get it close.
I need to get close.
You need to get like how
this
far I am away from it.
Personal with OKC.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. Hi, welcome. Welcome,
hi.
Brandon.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. What did you do this morning?
Okay, this morning this is bad.
This is dad.
I woke up.
Brandon's a dad.
Yeah, Brandon is a dad. I woke up at 3:30 this morning.
No.
I think that I have like an overactive brain.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Was your heart beating like really fast?
No. Oh, okay. But I'll like, this happens like way less now than it used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I will randomly wake up like 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Wide awake.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
There's no going back to bed.
Yeah.
And I used to just get up and like tinker around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Watch like some YouTube videos, mm-hmm. or something like that. Now I get in the car, I go for a drive.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Anywhere. Like today, I got on Western.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, hold on. I do always stop by Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Because it's all open 24 hours.
Yeah. They're open 24 hours. And like, you know, mm-hmm. it's 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else is open.
By, get the coffee. Actually, the people at both locations, the one on May,
uh-huh.
and then the one on 23rd Street,
mm-hmm.
super nice.
Do they know you?
No,
do you come
not
by
really.
Often?
Like, I'm not there that often.
Okay.
But, like, you know, for being up at uh-huh. 3 a.m.,
yeah.
they are super nice. Yeah, shout out to Dunkin' Donuts. You guys are so nice.
I've been having a really weird, like, wake up and my heart's beating really fast. Like, can't go back to sleep. So I just got off all of the medication that I had been on. Okay. So I was on some like antidepressants. I'm off of it completely. And so now I have this weird thing that if I get woken up, and usually it's by my boyfriend getting into bed like later than me, then my heart will just start beating really fast and I'll be like panic attack mode. Like, I don't know what's going on. So I haven't last night. And I get so mad when it happens like on the weekends, because I'm like, I'm trying to sleep in, like, and so I just get really frustrated. I usually just go in the living room and lay down. For some reason, sleeping on the couch like helps me. But maybe I should just like get up and go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't know. Maybe. So I go to Dunkin' Donuts, and then today I hopped on Western and I just traveled north. Okay.
Mm.
And I kept going north until it turned into a gravel road.
Oh.
Okay. And so then
this is like
going.
The creepiest this story is, that's
I know,
ever
actually
been
is
told.
Getting kind of creepy, because I was like, I really didn't mean for it to go this far. But I went out and I'm on this gravel road and I'm driving and like it's kind of muddy.
Uh-huh.
And my car is sliding a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there's this dog barking chasing my car.
No.
And I'm like, this is going to happen to me. It's 3:30 a.m. I'm going to get stuck in the mud.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to have to get out. This dog's going to bite me on the leg.
Yeah.
And then like a cannibal is going to come and slice me up. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're in like deep within North Edmond,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. People are going to be like, what was he doing out there anyway? And my family's like, well, he gets up at 3 sometimes.
Yeah,
in the
what does your wife do? Is she just like, that's fine?
Yeah. She's cool with it. I mean, it kind of sounds kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, but like, it's just whatever.
That's just what happens. So you woke up at 3:30. Did you ever go back to sleep? This
no.
morning. Oh,
no,
my
I came
gosh.
Back,
you
I
are
did
hyped.
Some work.
Yeah.
My daughter woke up. I got mm-hmm. her out of bed, mm-hmm. fed her, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to spin class.
Where'd you go?
The YMCA.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have been to spin class there.
Okay. Who was your teacher?
Lindsay. This was years ago. Two years ago.
Yeah.
It was the downtown one.
Yeah.
Fourth
yeah,
Street.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
the one I go to.
Yeah. I don't like the bikes because they're V-shaped.
What?
The bikes are like V-shaped. They're not
like. What does
like,
that mean?
There's two different types of spin bikes, okay? I know this because I am a certified spin teacher. Nuh-uh. You did not know this about me.
I've been thinking about it.
I never actually like got to the point where I taught classes, but I was really into spin for a while and would go to Moxie Ride. May they rest in forever peace. I know they're still open, okay. But like Cycle Bar has like knocked them in their dirt. Like okay. They just aren't as popular. They used to be the only spin, like, Soul Cycle-ish spin class in the city. Yeah. And now Cycle Bar is open and it's like...
I've never been to Cycle Bar.
See, I like it. It's way too expensive. I cannot afford it. So I did the four classes for 6 months and I still have a bunch of classes there. The only teacher I really loved was Allie. And now she is on maternity leave. So she's just like not teaching anymore.
Oh, okay. So you're taking a break.
So I'm taking a break because Allie's taking a break.
You come to the downtown Y.
Okay. I'll come to the downtown Y.
So there's
with
a class
you.
I go to way early in the morning, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a commitment to, you know, arrive then. But there's this guy, Buzz. Uh-huh. He's like, he's the bomb.
Wow.
And then Saturday morning I go and I actually don't know the teacher's name, but she's really nice too.
Is the music good there?
Well, It's like hit or miss.
Okay.
It kind of depends. Around Christmas time, Buzz was playing like some like heavy metal Christmas music.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah. It's like a, yeah. But actually, that's why I thought, man, I would really like to become a spin instructor so that I could pick the playlist.
So my favorite spin instructor, and he was at Moxie Ride, is Colin Strickland. I don't know if you know him, but he... No. Was like, he always had the most on point playlist. He was just such a good teacher. He wasn't like way too in your face, but he also like pushed you. So he was the one that was like, okay, I think I'm gonna go like get my spin certification. I went to Austin. I took this like weekend long intensive, and then I have like my spinning.com like certification, but okay. I don't teach anywhere. And I haven't been to a spin class in like months.
Okay. I think that there are two kinds of spin class. There's like the one where the teacher is like, you can do it, keep it up. And then there's one where like the teacher's a drill sergeant.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like, bust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now. Which one are you?
I would say the first one.
Okay.
I'm more of like the laid back, like if you're not feeling it today, like maybe just take a little bit off the resistance. But if you can push yourself, like push yourself. I'm not like, do it, you know, like some spin teachers are. But yeah, it's funny. So the biggest drama now is that Cycle Bar has like Class and Curve, right? And it's a franchise. So there's three more franchises opening up, one in Chisholm Creek, one in Norman, and then I think one in Edmond. And they're all competing against each other now. So it feels like a movie. Like, it feels like a Bring It On type spin class. Okay. Like, I'm just excited to watch it go down.
And here we go.
It'll be interesting. So my friend Brandon's here today, and we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about Chipotle. Yes. We're going to talk about life. But Brandon is a food photographer and marketing consultant, hospitality management, things like that. And if you listened to last week's episode, him and Emma Ryan work very closely together. So if you went and visited her website or, you know, followed her on social media, a lot of his photos will be on there. So it's kind of like a double trouble this week. I met Brandon. He asked me to go coffee because he found the website and we had just a great time talking for hours. So he came on the podcast and he also suggested Emma Ryan come on. And so I'm so glad I've got to meet you guys, and you are just bringing so much to like the Oklahoma food scene. So it's awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I've gotten to meet you too.
Yeah. We're having so much fun. So we're going to go through the segments, eat of the week. So this is where I talk about any restaurant or food that I am enjoying. So do you have an eat of the week for this week?
Okay. At my house, my wife has been making homemade sushi.
That's like next level.
It sounds next level, and maybe it is. Actually, you know, I work in food. I shoot a lot of food, but she is the cook.
Okay, yeah.
She's the cook, and she's a great cook.
Do you ever take pictures of her food?
No. But actually, like, in our house, it's not really a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, we kind of don't care.
Yeah.
But if she ever wanted that, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the sushi is like next level, especially for being at home, you know, because you go out and you're like, you're going to spend however much money on sushi. But at home, you get to eat as much sushi as you want. Yes.
It's like an all you can eat. I guess Covell Park used to have like an all you can eat sushi day. I think it was like, $35. I'm sure it's way less.
Yeah. She was like, well, actually, you know, we were talking about this and she's like, you need to make sure that you talk about my homemade sushi. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's
what's your wife's name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. So Kelsey. Shout out to Kelsey's homemade sushi. Yeah,
love
for
you,
sure.
baby.
So does she make the rice like in the Instant Pot or something? Or
we just got an Instant Pot.
Okay.
Like that was what I got her for her birthday.
Oh, okay.
But no.
How does she make the rice?
She makes it on the stove.
Okay.
I think. But there's like a special sushi rice that you use.
Yes.
So it's not just Joe Schmo's rice.
Right.
You're buying for this. It's like sticky.
Uh-huh. And you have to do something else to it. You have to like cool
it vinegar
down.
In it. Okay.
And yeah, you have to do something. I'm sure you could probably do that with the Instant Pot. We steam our rice in the Instant Pot, so it like makes it really nice. And
yeah.
I messed it up the other day because for some reason in my head I thought it was 2-1 ratio when it's 1-1 ratio. And
oh, like rice to water?
Yeah, I just screwed the whole thing up. And so it just all went down the garbage disposal.
It's okay.
Usually Mike is the one that makes the rice in the Instant Pot.
Oh, okay.
So tell me what you put in the sushi.
All right. We keep it pretty simple. Uh-huh. We've been doing like just like I think this is like what the California roll is. Like
okay.
Cucumber, carrot, and a little bit of avocado.
Nice. So yeah. Veggie.
Yeah, veggie. Mm-hmm. We're not like on some strict vegetarian diet or anything. It's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make some spicy mayo.
Yeah.
And yeah, like we'll have like the, you know, the paper there on the table and a bowl of rice and whatever you want to put in it. And you just make it. Excuse me. You just make it there.
That's nice. I love that. Maybe
love
that kind of inspires me to go eat some sushi and then maybe make my own.
Yeah.
Sushi rolling night would be like a fun activity to do with like your friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have an eat of the week. So I haven't eaten any thing new lately. And I talked last week, and to pull the curtain back, we're recording these on the same day. But I had Ted's last night, obviously. I love Ted's. It was National Margarita Day. Me and my boyfriend split a steak fajita chimichanga meal, which I don't usually go for the beans and rice. So I just eat half of the chimichanga, and that's like enough for me. Yeah. So we were like eating the chips and queso and the tortillas and like all that, and then you just feel terrible when you go home. So then after I told that to Emma, and then we're talking about like plant-based lifestyle, I'm like, maybe I just need to like go for that.
She makes it look so easy.
I know.
Yeah, she does.
I know. I love it. Okay, so next up is Grocery Gab. So this is where I discuss any grocery store news, and then I want to hear like where you grocery shop, or where your wife grocery shops.
That's true. Yeah. Kelsey's doing the grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to Kelsey for being such a great grocery shopper.
Okay, where does she grocery shop?
Yeah. So let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
All right. We're trying to work it out. I have like the places that I like, but we are like those people currently who go to like 2 or 3 places.
Yeah,
on
I'm the same.
Day to get what they want. It drives my wife crazy.
Mm.
Honestly, most of the stuff that I like is at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Okay.
Shout out to Emma's last episode where she said she hated Trader Joe's. I love it.
Do you love Trader Joe's?
Yes. I definitely shop there. Like, okay. It's not my number 1 choice, really, but there are some things that I'm like, it's just a convenience thing when it comes
Absolutely.
To Trader Joe's. I would rather go to Crest. But it's just a drive.
Okay.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. And Trader Joe's closest to my house.
I like Crest.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of grew up on Crest.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, my
same.
Mom loves Crest.
Yeah. Crest or Winco right now is like my two.
Now, I've heard you talk about Winco, and I have yet to go.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. Okay. It's like, literally, you will be like, what is this place?
The thing I remember you talking about is like, there's a section for like doomsday peppers.
Yes. It's like dehydrated food. I'm not kidding. Like, and they have these big buckets that you can buy to like store all your food in. And they have like dehydrated like chicken and broccoli, and they have all these powders. It's like in the back where all the bulk bins are.
It's like another room.
Kind of like there's like a bakery, and then the meat selection sucks. I have been going to Whole Foods for whatever meat that we need to get.
Okay.
So I wouldn't buy meat from Winco, but everything else they have, and they have like their brand, and then they have every other brand you could ever imagine there as well. So it's bigger than any grocery store.
Where is this?
It's on 39th. Okay. Expressway. It's almost to Bethany, but okay. It is crazy. Do not go right now. Like, if you're listening to this, like,
on the weekend,
on a Saturday afternoon, do not go there.
No, that will boil my blood.
I like Saturday evenings to go, like around 9.
Okay.
Now, I do keep my mace with me, like, in the parking lot, whatever, but I do like to go, like, when it's kind of late, because it opened 24 hours.
Sure.
Along with Crest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. So,
but Trader Joe's.
Okay. Trader Joe's. I do like Trader Joe's. I will not frown upon Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Like it, what you said about the convenience, that's exactly it. Like when I first started cooking, I kind of went on this spree where it was like, anytime I'm cooking, I wanted to make everything from scratch. And now with like a career and a wife and a kid, I'm like all about the convenience. Mm-hmm. So like the frozen orange chicken. Okay, like I had to take a break, to be completely honest. I could eat a whole bag of frozen orange chicken by myself.
We literally talked about this in the last episode. Like,
really? How awful it is for you? No. Don't think about it.
We won't. Yeah. I ate it this week. Like, it's good.
Yeah. It is good. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. I kind of weird thing. I like to eat frozen fruit. Okay, like,
yes.
Like a snack.
Yeah.
And they're
mangoes.
Pineapple tidbits at Trader Joe's are the best, and you can't get those same way they cut it anywhere else. And I'm like guilty of being this complete creature of habit. I like what I like, and I want it from where I want it, and it has to be the way that like I enjoy it, because it's some stupid snack thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. But one time we got the frozen pineapple from like wherever else, and it was like,
it just wasn't the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the frozen mango. I feel like that's like it tastes like candy.
Okay, I've done the mango. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you get like a bad batch.
And you get like a bad piece. It's like it's like part of the core or something.
Yes. Yeah,
you gotta watch out.
Fibers.
You gotta watch
out
for those.
Yeah. You didn't think that would happen, but it does. Yeah.
It's like you can tell, because I let it defrost a little bit, like before I eat it, just so I can tell which ones are bad and which ones are not bad. Yeah, but I like the frozen mango. I'll have to try the pineapple tidbits. I'm very guilty of buying frozen fruit, and it just sits in the freezer forever until we throw it out.
That's why you have to buy like the right kind. Like, don't go trying to eat like frozen whole strawberries, because you just like break your teeth.
That's disgusting.
You know, and like actually frozen blueberries, they like don't really have a ton of flavor.
Yeah.
They just stay in your hand.
The frozen raspberries are good. I like frozen raspberries with like yogurt. You can put it in like in the refrigerator, and all the juice melts off it. It's like super tangy.
This is like a blog post waiting to happen. Like, the best frozen fruits that you could eat, like
we should
rank from best to worst.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. You should put that on your website.
Yeah. Okay.
I had your website up yesterday at work when I was like, I mean, I was doing my Gulfport work, obviously.
Yeah.
I had your website up yesterday at work, and somebody came in. They're like, what is that? I was like, oh, just like some amazing food photography.
Thank you.
Like so beautiful, and you have it set out like really nice. We talked about this when we were at coffee. Like, we just really appreciate when someone puts a lot of thought into their website.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes
absolutely
you have some bad fonts, you have some not right-sized photos, but definitely we appreciate whenever you have, like, beautiful restaurant photo, like, quality pictures, things like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
So the next segment is restaurant review, which this isn't really restaurant review. This is, we're talking about a new restaurant. And I have a couple of things to say about the Paseo Arts District. So the same day that Mexican Radio was announced, 84 Hospitality, which is Empire and Goro Ramen and I'm on like the forums Pony now. Boy. Pony Boy.
Revolution.
Yeah, Revolution. They are opening a restaurant, and it's in the old Craig's Curious Emporium location. Did you ever go into Craig's?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man, it's the best.
Okay, now they just moved to 23rd Street, right? And they inhabited that dance studio.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So, Craig's.
That's about as much as I know.
Let me tell you about Craig's. Craig's is a wonderful place. It has all the magical things in the world that you could think of. So, there's crystals. There's, like, there's home decor. There's...
When you say home decor, what are you talking
like
about?
Like pillows? Okay. Like they have lots of pillows there.
Like I'm thinking you're about to start talking about like
you gargoyles.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Like you stop at that travel center on your way out of Oklahoma, and there's like the ceramic wolf and the ceramic fairy.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
So there's a section for mermaids. There's a section for gargoyles. There's a section for you know. Unicorn, there's a whole unicorn section. And
ice, like, and cause I was like, I have to drive 3 hours. And then I stopped at a like roadside farmer's market. I got lost. I ended up driving through like, what's the town with Miranda Lambert's store in it? Tishomingo. I was in Tishomingo. Yeah. I mean, it was terrible, but they were like, do you have a cooler? I was like, hell yeah, I have a cooler. Like,
oh, every time I drive to Dallas, I bring a cooler now.
But because, they like, have frozen water bottles for you. Oh, instead of ice, they were like, we don't sell ice, but we have frozen water bottles. So you just put your frozen water bottles in the cooler, and then you have a bottle of water. Yeah. You're like, this is great. Thanks, Trader Joe's.
Yeah. The first time I like totally thought I was overhyped because my parents went there before I had, and they were like, oh my God, this grocery store is amazing. I was like, okay, like it's a grocery store. Like, how cool could it be? And then I went, and
it's
like,
so good.
This is the grocery store of my dreams.
Yeah,
like, this is amazing.
But their cookie butter is good. It's not my favorite. I like their cookie butter, but I like Biscoff better.
Really?
Yes, because it's the caramel taste instead of the gingerbread taste.
Yeah. So I do like. I like them. They are different.
Yeah, she's like, I know.
I like. Different. I don't want to pick favorites. But no, I love Biscoff because I like associate it with, I feel like every time you fly like to Europe, you have Biscoff cookies and so feel like fancy. You're like, I'm going to Europe and eating Biscoff cookies.
I'm like,
so I do love Biscoff.
Give me a Biscoff cookie and some ginger ale on my flight.
Yeah.
And
I only drink ginger ale on airplanes.
Me too.
Like why is that a thing? I don't know.
I think my mom once told me, she was like, it's like to settle your stomach, which I'm like, I don't get air sick, but I always drink ginger ale.
Yeah.
But my friends the other day were like, gin and ginger ale on an airplane.
I got bourbon and ginger ale on my flight like 3 days ago.
Yeah. Whiskey and ginger is really good.
Yeah,
and ginger is really good. But we were talking about, Waffle Champion, because I got the Speckles and then it was like fruit and stuff. So it was really good. And my friend got the waffle fries.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love them.
So good. Okay. So where else do you like for brunch?
I like Kitchen 324 a lot.
Love Kitchen 324.
And I like the whole atmosphere there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very, like, the windows are, like, floor to ceiling, and so you have, like, this great light in there. Mm-hmm. I think I put it on my blog. It was, like, one of the first things I ever blogged about.
Okay.
And it was, like, before I even had, like, a nice camera, so I was, like, taking pictures with my iPhone, and they looked amazing still because, like, it's full of natural light.
Yeah.
And it has a very, like, big city feel, which I really like. Mm-hmm. The service is really good there. The food is delicious. Their baked goods are amazing.
So good. The Jonut, have you had that one?
I haven't had that.
It was like a chocolate donut or whatever. Okay. My friend got it last time we went for brunch there, and I had a bite of it. I was like, okay, this is really good.
We got like a red velvet cake last time we were there, and I was like, this cake is prettier than me. Like, this is amazing looking.
That's funny.
Their food is very like photogenic also, which like, I don't know, if you take pictures of food for fun, like me, and, like, you really appreciate when stuff like looks really good.
Yeah.
And so I do a good job with that.
Do you ever feel weird taking a picture of food?
I did. And then I got over it. And now I'm like, I like have no shame. And I'm like telling my boyfriend, like, here, put this fork right here.
Yeah.
And hold this light right here. And you just.
I felt weird about it before. Yeah. I was at Starlight Supper last week, and my friend Fee, she takes pictures of food all the time. And so it got dark, and she was like, I was like trying to take a picture of like one of the courses. She was like, here, you need some light. And she like put her iPhone. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, and she like shined the light on it. It looked amazing. And I was like, this is, I need to start. I need to have no
we
shame.
We ate at a La Brasa for the first time. Like, have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So it's like a Peruvian.
Okay.
Or some sort
I've
of,
heard of it.
Yeah. Some sort
I've
of
never been there.
South American, mm-hmm. South Central American. Not very good at geography. somewhere around there.
It's okay. We'll end that part.
So the food was amazing. Uh-huh. It was delicious. We were going to go to Che and they were like full. So we went to La Brasa.
Have you been to Che yet?
No.
Oh, and you're like dying.
Yeah. Yeah. I, like,
Che is good.
I was like so set on going there. They were like, oh, we're full of reservations. Okay. So we went to La Brasa.
Okay.
And it was delicious. So I was really glad we went there. But we kind of got sat in the cheap seats.
Oh.
Like they were definitely like full of reservations. It was like a Friday night and we just went last minute. So we got sat in the back. And so La Brasa like backs up to camps.
Oh,
which, like, if you partied in high school, you went to camps, you
of
know.
Of course.
And so there's,
if
like,
if you
this...
still party now and listen to my so-called 90s band, you can go to camp.
Oh, I've listened to them at Eskimo Joe's.
Yeah. Water. Yeah. They play at camps a lot.
So, the lighting was, like, this red light.
Oh.
Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, this food, and so I got, like, a half a roasted chicken there, and it was really good, and it served on this, like, Oklahoma shaped like platter.
Okay.
Like, it's a really cool presentation. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to use my flash on my camera.
Yeah.
Like, I have never done this in a restaurant.
Yeah.
But this red lighting looks like shit. And I have to use my flash.
Right.
So that was the first time I ever had to do that. But
it turned out fine, right? I need to look at a picture of it. Did you post it on your Instagram?
I probably
did.
Yeah, I probably did.
I'll have to look at it. Yeah, Kitchen 324 has really amazing lighting, and, like, everything is white, and then they have those really cool, like, green seats.
Yeah, it's,
you
like,
know?
Cushy. It's, like, comfortable seats, which is, like, something I love at a restaurant.
My favorite there is the cheesy cauliflower, though. It's, like, cauliflower with, like, a cheese fondue. It's crispy cauliflower with, like, a cheese fondue. It's really,
cool.
Really good.
Yeah, for dinner, I like the chicken pot pie.
I've never had it.
Because it has, like, a chicken drumstick, like a fried chicken drumstick, like, stuck in the top. So it's really cool to take pictures of.
That's amazing.
So, and they have, like, a green eggs and ham for brunch that I really like.
I'm going to have to go there again for brunch. I've been there for dinner and brunch, and I've liked it both times.
Yeah,
so
it's really good.
It's been good. I'm trying to think of the places that I like. I like West. I know you posted about West before for brunch. I've liked West for brunch. Picasso Cafe.
I just went there for brunch like 2 weeks ago. I had a friend visiting. It was amazing.
It's garbage. Like, it's so good though. Like,
I love Picasso Cafe.
Yeah, I like Picasso Cafe a lot. I frequent there. Well, I like going out, but do you like eating out more than staying in to cook your own food?
Yeah, or like worthy of life, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, the only thing that I'm like, okay, it's because they're building a hotel right across from it. So I'm like, that might draw tourists there, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll be in that area. Okay, so the next one that I have is, it's called the Social Cinema Pub.
Ooh.
And this is a new trend that was in Austin like 10 years ago or whatever.
so it might work here now.
It is right across the street from The Flea, which, have you been to The Flea since it was The Flea and not Neighborhood Lounge?
I have not. I've never been to either.
Oh, Neighborhood Lounge was fun. It was the closest bar to the county jail. So it's on 800 Northwest 4th.
Okay.
That's where the new Social Cinema Pub is going to be. And so we would go to Neighborhood Lounge and do karaoke because they did karaoke every single night. And you'd be like, I'll have 8 shots, 2 beers, 3 drinks, and a round for all my friends. And then they'd give you like your tab, and it was like $13 or something like that. It was like super cheap. And there was always people that had like just gotten out of jail there. So it was always fun. But I haven't been to it since it turned into The Flea. So this is going to be a social cinema pub. It has 2 screening rooms. Again, another focus on craft beer.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Because why not? So
did
I don't
know that other companies other than Budweiser make beer?
I don't know. Like, I like the idea of having
screens so you can watch movies. I know they do that at the Tower. And I know they're opening an Alamo Draft House too somewhere. So I guess it's a good addition. I don't really go down in that area either. So I don't know. I'll probably check it out, but I'm not sure if it'll do well or not.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to make it different, you know?
Yeah. As a Normanite, I will say that I will probably never go because that just seems like a place where you're hanging out and drinking for a really long time. And if I have to get home, like, I'm not going to do that. Even if I have to take, like, an Uber, like, that Uber drive is going to be, like, $80.
Yeah.
So, like.
Actually, I have Ubered from Norman and back. And it was $22 each way.
That's pretty good. Well, yeah. It wasn't a surge pricing.
There was no surge pricing. Yeah.
Yeah. If school is in session, like, it's hard to get back to Norman.
Oh, I'm sure. The guys that are working on this also founded Blue Garden.
Okay.
So, again, another idea that was really popular in Austin a couple years ago, and now food trucks are not so
I mean, I like popular. That we're getting these things. I think it's good. I think it's good to make stuff to do in Oklahoma City, but I have two, like, very specific thoughts on it. And one is that we need our own sort of innovation. We need Oklahoma City to be known for something cool. And, you know, like, we can do our own sort of things. Sub note, like, it's too freaking hot in Oklahoma City most of the year to like enjoy anything outdoor, so quit thinking outdoor patios. Like, unless you have an AC built into your patio, I'm not sitting there. And my second thought is that Oklahoma tends to be a very family-centric place. Like, I haven't done the research, but the birth rate for the U.S. has dropped off so much. I don't think it's dropped off very much in Oklahoma. But
we're not building all these... Not according to my Facebook friends.
Right, yeah, exactly. We're building all these, like, cool, young, hip sort of things that people are going to wind up bringing their babies to. Because I cannot tell you how often I see somebody bring a baby in a bar. And, like, if you have a baby, that doesn't mean your life is over. But don't bring your damn baby to the bar. I'm sorry. No. I shouldn't have cursed. I apologize. I just get really irritated. Like, I used to work at the McNellys in Norman. And I had to kick somebody out because she put her baby on the bar top. And a carrier was like, you can't put your baby here. Yeah. And she was like, well, the baby's not drinking. I don't care. Like,
that would be like putting your dog on the bar top, which would be kind of cute. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, I would let the dog stay. I'm probably better behaved. Let's be real.
So they're saying this is just a little bit more information about it. And then we have three more after this. So they're going to sell tickets for first run and cult classic films for $5, which is nice. And then they said like events like election night and sporting events will be free. And then there's going to be a restaurant in it. So we'll see. We'll see what.
I don't want to watch an election in a bar.
No.
Not after 2016.
I had to eat so much Taco Bell to make myself like numb on 2016. Okay. So the next one I'm actually really excited about. It's called Frida. Have you heard of this? It's a new restaurant and bar in the Paseo.
Ooh.
And I was like, ugh, until I read that it's the same people that do Picasso in the other room.
Oh, I think that'll be fun then.
Yeah.
Like a chill vibe, good food, drinks.
Southwestern. So it's going to be a little bit like Mexican with New America. It says New American with a strong Southwest influence.
I'm in. They probably have nachos on the menu. Yeah. I'll be there.
And like everything at Picasso is always so good. I always have such a great time there. So I'm like, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. I'm excited for Frida.
I love
Frida.
The Paseo. Like, I never go there anymore, but it's always it's always a good time. It's very chill.
Yes, it is. It's very nice. Okay. So two chains that are coming. Number one, and I will be doing like a giveaway with them because I'm a hashtag food blogger now. But Uncle Julio's, which is a Mexican chain. So
I think I saw their new building.
In Chisholm Creek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they have the churro pinata.
Chocolate. Yeah. It's like a chocolate pinata.
Yeah. And then inside it's filled with churros.
Like, I can't like talk about the contract, but it's like so, I'll have to tell you off. Like,
I have already told people that that's what I want to do for my birthday in October.
Well, yeah, now you can. So Uncle Julio's is like a Mexican chain. I would say it's like a kick it up a notch, a couple on the border type thing, because they have the live guacamole and they have the chocolate pinata. I think it'll do well just because of the location. It's huge. There's gonna be like a huge patio, and that Chisholm Creek area is insane because I work over there and I went and got my nails done at one of the nail salons, and I was like, these people. It's like they come from Western Oklahoma to go to Chisholm Creek. It's really, really interesting. So I think it'll do well.
And Marissa will be there for a
birthday. Yeah, and what you've already said about it makes me think of the Casa Bonita episode of South Park, if you guys remember.
I haven't seen it.
It's a really old one. I generally try not to reference South Park because I feel like that puts me in a specific demographic. But just watch that episode, okay. Everybody.
People on the OKC Talk board are saying good Tex-Mex, kind of like Chewy's, good margarita swirls. Anyway, so
that'll do really well. There.
Yeah, look out for that on my Instagram next month. I'll be doing a $50 giveaway. The next one is another one I'm really excited about, and I think will do very well, is Hop Dottie Burger Bar.
Ooh.
So Hop Dottie is mainly in Dallas, the Dallas area, and Austin again, mm-hmm. And it's coming to Nichols Hills and Chisholm Creek. Their burgers are so good. I've been there twice, I think, in Austin, and both times I was like blown away. There's going to be like lines out the door. I'm really excited for Hop Dottie.
So what kind of style of burger is it?
It's like...
like if you had to compare it to a local place, like is it The Garage or S&B's or...
it's like a fresher version of The Garage.
I think that's good because I think The Garage has too much market share. I'm not trying to start a fight, but I'll start a fight. Especially since I'm no longer hireable by the HSRG Food Corporation, and that's a story for another time.
Okay. Yeah, it's like... okay, so on the levels of like fresh, I would say like S&B is like at the bottom just mm-hmm. because they put such weird shit on their burgers. And I'm like, nobody yeah. wants peanut butter on a burger.
Yeah. There was an S&B's in Norman for like 20 minutes and then it burned down. Okay. And I was like, oh, I don't miss anything. Okay.
It's a lot better than... but it's not like a Garage where you sit and hang out for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like I would go to the Garage and drink. If you look at the pictures, this is like one of what it kind of looks like. And then you go to the bar and order or whatever, and they have milkshakes and all sorts of stuff. So I'm really excited about it. I think it'll do really well in both of those locations. The one by Nichols Hills is like right by my house, so I'm excited about that. So the only thing, yeah, I think that's it. Do you have any other that you're like, oh, I know they're coming and I'm excited about this?
I don't. And is it just because I don't hear any of like the good news? When something's coming to Norman, it's just like, mm-hmm. oh, another very small Tex-Mex place. Like, is it closer than the other one I go to? No? Okay. Okay, I won't go there.
Great. Well, you did write a great article for The Lost Ogle, which Marissa used to write for The Lost Ogle. She's in retirement. She's out of retirement right now.
I am, because the owner of The Lost Ogle, Patrick, he just had a daughter. Aww. And so he is currently doing paternity leave.
Okay.
which is weird.
What
in the blogosphere.
What if something crazy happens?
I think he's like hoping it doesn't. Although something kind of crazy did happen, so he did write about it. Like,
oh, okay.
When they found out the health department did need yeah. to have budget cuts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was reading so much because my friend Sarah worked for the Norman Health Department. I like could not stop reading about it. Like,
it's absurd.
It's insane. And I work in like systems. So I'm like, how could their accounting system be MS-DOS based? How?
I don't. Well, let me tell you this. The FAA, Federal mm-hmm. Aviation Administration or whatever, I used to design training courses for them in my past life. And we had to make everything operational on, what was it, Windows 8? And this was in like 2013. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know.
That's insane. I could not stop reading about it the other day. Yeah, so that's it. That's for another podcast. That's for, what's that one podcast? They talk about Oklahoma stuff. Sorry for the inconvenience or something. I can't remember what it's called. So you wrote a post and it's about the best snow cone flavors. So everybody needs to go on and read it. But I have a bone to pick.
Yes.
About, first of all, one of the flavors you said would be really good is ranch dressing, obviously.
I mean, I would drink it.
Like, you said the Hidden Valley is garbage?
Okay. Let me explain. Like, I can appreciate it as a pre-made ranch
okay.
option.
Right.
However, like if that is your pinnacle of ranchdom,
yeah,
I want you to branch out. Branch okay. branch your ranch.
I mean, you said Mazio's or Hideaway, which is both great ranches. Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that used to work for Mazio's when she was in high school and she taught me the recipe.
Well, what is it?
Can I say it on?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's like, this is what I it's like one
listen
part
up, everyone.
Mayonnaise, one part buttermilk, and then the ranch,
mm-hmm.
and then you whisk it like crazy.
All right, I'll be making that then. Mm-hmm. I did go out with a guy on Tinder, and he was like, I used to work at Mazzio's for like 12 years, and he texted me the recipe, and then I like never heard from him again.
he was the rancher. He gave you what you needed and left your life.
Right.
That's more than most Tinder dates will do. Let's be real.
I'm very lucky. And then Brahm sauce. What is that?
Have you never had Brahm sauce?
No.
Oh my God, I'm so excited that I get to introduce this to you. So you've had Cane's sauce, right?
Yeah.
Raising Cane's. So it's kind of like that, but I like Brahm sauce better. It's kind of got like a saltier sort of taste to it. I'm pretty sure that it is mayonnaise, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, and seasoned salt.
Okay.
And then you dip your chicken strips in there. So if you've never gotten Brahm sauce, if you don't order chicken strips, like you can get it with your chicken strips as your sauce of choice. Uh-huh. But if you just order it on the side, like it's really good with fries, mm-hmm. but then they're going to charge you 50 cents extra.
Okay. Okay. We tried the signature sauce from Sonic, which is a new sauce that they have.
Ooh.
And it's kind of like Chick-fil-A sauce, except a little bit more ketchup-y, barbecue-y sauce. Okay. So I really liked it. And my boyfriend, who does not like cream-based sauces at all, ate like a whole thing of it. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was good.
He doesn't like cream-based sauces?
He doesn't like mayo or sour cream or anything like that. Or like even queso that much.
What?
I don't know. He's a freak. That's like, but it's like more for me, I guess. yeah, you guys need to go on here and read her snow cone post because it's the best. Okay, so let's see. I've been talking about weight loss a lot, and so I kind of wanted to talk to you because I know we've talked about it. I wanted to talk to you about your weight loss, the program you did through your work, kind of like mental health in regards to weight loss, all that kind of stuff, time management. I kind of wanted to get your opinion or get your ear on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So just kind of tell your story, I guess.
Okay. So before we get too far into it, I will say that I've done other weight loss programs before. I've done Weight Watchers twice and I've had like some success with it. I just feel like counting is not a thing I can do daily. Like mm-hmm. it makes me feel very anxious. And yeah. I'm one of those people that like starts obsessing about the numbers. Mm-hmm. And then like I will find myself eating like a third of the points because it's like, oh, I've got too many. Like yeah. I have to. And then it turns into an eating disorder real fast. Yeah. So I cannot do it. I did Jenny Craig when I was in grad school. Ooh. And that was like, I was really excited while I was doing it because I lost 40 pounds in 3 months. And yeah.
Wow.
And nobody said anything to me. They were just like, oh, you look really great, Marissa. Nobody was like, this is worrisome. like nobody said that to me, which was great.
Yeah.
So like, but I gained it all back mm-hmm. and then some.
Yeah.
And it was just like an obsessive sort of thing. So I've always kind of been... I am not a skinny person. If you see me in real life, you know that. I am a hearty lass. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to be a little bit less hearty than what I have been at my pinnacles of depression. So,
right. And it goes so much with like depression. Like you go all the way up whenever you're depressed. And then it's like, damn. And then you're like, how do I get back, you know, down?
And then you like have to... It's like relearning it every single time.
Yes.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah.
So what I have been doing lately with work, so I do work for the University of Oklahoma, and we have a lot of wellness initiatives where, like, the university will pay for stuff. Like, I'm wearing a Fitbit right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I get bonuses if I wear it and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I did this program called Naturally Slim, mm-hmm. which I hate the title of it.
It sounds like a powder that you put in your drink.
It really does. Yes. but the cool thing about it is it's not about the food that you consume, other than they tell you to like back off the sugar, which is so hard.
Yeah.
But they're like, basically it's about kind of mindful eating and being aware of when you're actually hungry. So major tenets of the program that I can share with you without getting sued for sharing like secret information. it's a lot about intermittent fasting mm-hmm. and then finding your natural hunger patterns by mm-hmm. drinking a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And then they like tell you to start monitoring like your levels of hunger. So there's like 1 through 4. Mm-hmm. And like 1 is not really hungry at all. And 4 is like you're a hamster in a cage who will eat their own babies because that's how hungry you are.
Okay.
And that's how, literally how they describe it.
Okay. So,
which is weird.
Yeah.
But just like doing that, it has completely like changed the way I eat like every day, which is a good thing because mm-hmm. I was pretty dehydrated. I've been eating a ton of junk.
Mm-hmm.
I used to follow plans that were basically like, you have to eat 6 small meals a day and, you know, you need to have this much protein and stuff like this. And mm-hmm. this is kind of more like, just eat what you need and then stop. Mm-hmm. And just through doing that, like, I lost 30 pounds.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's great.
I think it works really well for me. I know that it might not work as well for other people, mm-hmm. but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. I'm more of like a 6 small meals. And that's why weekends are so hard for me because mm-hmm. I'm like, I go to a job, I work from,
you know, I was kind of like very, oh no, what's he going to say?
Yeah.
And he was kind of like quiet for a second. He was like, yeah, that'd be okay.
You're like, yes.
So I have like a beer expert coming. I have the, like the flights ordered. Uh-huh. It's going to be really fun.
That sounds
party,
so fun. That yeah. sounds so fun.
It plays into our hobbies, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, happy birthday. What's your
Alex.
Happy birthday, Alex.
I can guarantee he won't listen to this. Okay. But
I'm just going to name the show that Happy Birthday, Alex.
Like, oh
the
my episode gosh, yeah, Happy title. Birthday, Alex. Please do. That would be great.
The episode title is just going to be Happy you know, Birthday,
he's
Alex.
He's such a picky eater, so it's a pain in the ass when I try to cook. Like, if I make myself fish, I have to make him chicken.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And honestly, like, I'm not going to complain that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he's a wonderful husband. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to, like, nitpick about his food.
Right.
But it is funny because I cook things and tell them after the fact a lot. Yeah.
tell them what it is like after the fact.
I made pasta al vongole and I actually blogged about it so you can get the recipe there.
The pasta. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, with, you know, clam juice. Yeah. Like kind of makes the base of the sauce. Mm-hmm. And he was eating it and he was like, oh yeah, this is like a really interesting flavor. It's like different. He's like, it's salty, but not too salty. Mm-hmm. And it's like really interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't put clams in his because, you know, you wait to stir those in at the last minute. Uh-huh. I just put chicken on his. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I, like, published this blog and, you know, I waited several weeks. He never said anything. And I was like, you don't even read my blogs. Like, you would have known by now that it was in it. So then, you know, the other day I was kind of like, yeah, I made you, like, pasta with clam sauce and you told me you really liked it.
And he was like, what?
Yeah, he was kind of like, I was expecting a better reaction out of him. He was kind of like, oh. I'm like, oh.
Oh, man.
Come on, Dave. Throw a dog a bone here.
Well, when I post this episode, you can just send it to him. It says, Happy Birthday, Alex.
I will. I think I will.
Oh, man.
Mallory, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I know. I've had so much fun with you. Is there anything else you want to, like...
New best friends.
I know. I'm like, can you come, like, every week and we can hang out? Or...
We can cook together.
Yeah. Oh,
hold up. Whenever you're in town for a concert or anything, hit me up.
Okay, I will, for sure. For sure. Is there anything else you want to like promo or like your blog, follow you on things?
You can check out my blog, notanotherdamnfoodblog.com. I'm around on Twitter. I'm sure I'm not too terribly difficult to find. I'm kind of just like a boring housewife now. You know,
who makes some bomb food? I really enjoy reading your blog. I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Cool.
Catch you guys later.
Well, if you want to follow me on any social media, you can do that on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all OKC at OKC Over Easy, OKCOverEasy.com. I also need to shout out to Savory Spice Shop, if you're listening, Abel.
Oh, man. I'm excited to go there later today.
You should stay the night, and then you just go there.
Oh, my God. That'd be perfect.
Abel hooked me up with the spices in my new house, and I want to say thank you. This episode is sponsored by Savory Spice Shop. You are the official spice sponsor of OKC Over Easy. And I'm going to be...
I mean, we could make them the official spice, kingpin of Oklahoma if he wanted to.
I think he is, actually. I mean, he supplies spices to a lot of different restaurants and people. And
that's amazing.
Even my job, I work at Gulfport, and the cafe there, they have spices from Savory Spice Shop. So it's awesome. So thank you for that. And I will see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Tweet me your favorite Thanksgiving things. And
we want to see your plates.
We want to see your plates. Send us a picture of your plates. And we will see you next time. Thanks.
Later.